Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
97.1 FM Talk. On-demand audio.
All right, we got a lot to catch up on. And then going back to the Heat, Dave Murray is going to join us after 4 o'clock with an update on that. I don't think we get any relief for a while, Sue, unfortunately.
Does they extend it to Thursday, this Heat
like
thing?
The Heat warning or whatever?
Oh, gosh. Yeah, Fred says yes.
Stay indoors. I always feel bad because, look, we sit here and we complain about how cold it is in the studio. And there's people who have to work outside. There are people that have to, you know, be even again, not to complain too much, but we went to the pool a couple of times with Alexa. The water is like as warm as the air temperature.
Yeah, it's terrible.
So Josh Hammer is with us this afternoon, Newsweek senior editor at large. He hosts the Josh Hammer Show. You hear it Saturdays at 1 p.m. on 97.1 FM Talk. And I was gone all last week, but I was trekking, you know, some of the people like Scott Jennings was stuck, as I mentioned. Caitlyn Jenner, I'm not even sure why she was there. But Josh Hammer, you were also stuck in Israel for a little while before all this went down this weekend, correct? How are you this afternoon?
Mark, I'm just grateful to be home, my friend. It was quite an ordeal, to put it mildly.
So what happened? Before we get to the news of the moment and the news of the day, what were the circumstances in your trip? Because you've been there, obviously, before. It had to be a planned trip. And then all of a sudden, you were kind of on lockdown. And I can't even imagine being in a situation where, you know, there's air alert warnings and sirens going off and you don't know exactly what's going to happen.
Yeah, this was my sixth time there. So this was a personal trip. We primarily went over so my wife was born in Israel. She was raised primarily in Florida, but most of her family is still in Israel. So her cousin was getting married. So we were going over primarily for her cousin's wedding, and then her uncle's surprise 60th birthday party. So various kind of personal family reasons. Now, I ended up tacking on a 6-day group trip on the end of this, but it was primarily a personal family trip. And the sirens went off 4 or 5 days into this trip. And everything kind of just goes down the tubes from there. So that first Friday evening, so less than 24 hours after the sirens first went off, it was the Jewish Sabbath. Literally, Mark, my prayers were interrupted. We're supposed to welcome in the Holy Sabbath. We had to run down to the bomb shelter. So the next 72 to 96 hours, essentially just running to and from the bomb shelter. And because this was a personal trip, Mark, we brought our six-month-old.
Oh,
we had our six-month-old baby girl. So think about that. You know, just running to and from, you have 90 seconds to 2 minutes to run to the bomb shelter there. And these bomb shelters, let's be clear here. They are very effective, but one, God forbid, if the house is hit, the rest of the house is destroyed, right? So your personal goods are gone. And the other thing to bear in mind is that these safety rooms, these bomb shelters, are built primarily for the rockets and mortars that come from Hamas in Gaza, to an extent Hezbollah in Lebanon. They're not necessarily designed for hypersonic ballistic missiles fired from 2,000 miles away from Iran. So that was the scariest part of all, Mark, is that we saw in the first few days the Israeli air defense was not necessarily intercepting everything. Now they did a pretty good job. I'm not necessarily crapping on Israel. They did a good job. I mean, this is very difficult to do, to be clear, to intercept a missile flying that fast at that altitude there. But too many were still getting through. And the real turning point for me was, I guess, it was our third or fourth night after the war started. A neighboring town near to where we were staying in the Israeli center in the Tel Aviv suburbs, called Petah Tikva, they had a direct hit on a building, and according to the Israeli media, two people died even though they were in the bomb shelter. So the bomb shelter did not protect them. Yeah. So that to me was, I like freaked out. Yeah, I freaked out, and I said, okay, we have to get the heck out of here. So that's when I started to put the wheels in motion. And this past week, it took us well over 3 days, 72 hours to get home. It was a total journey, a massive journey. We crossed the border into Jordan with a rescue evacuation group that was organized by Governor Ron DeSantis in Florida, an amazing Florida state senator named Jay Collins and former Army Green Beret, incredible man. He was our point of contact on the ground. So they got us across the border into a pretty sketchy part of Jordan. They got us to Amman, the capital of Jordan, spent the night in Amman, took a flight to Cyprus, which is kind of the Cyprus is kind of the hub of these of the hub and spokes operation there for all the Israelis evacuating. So a lot of the birthright students were evacuated on cruise ships to Cyprus. We end up having our flight canceled from Cyprus. We spent an unexpected night in Cyprus. Then finally fly home the next day to Tampa, where Governor DeSantis ends up waiting for us, much to my surprise, at the airport, to my double surprise, Mark, because I know him a little bit. He mm-hmm. actually ends up asking me to join him at the press conference. So this was my, you know, 12 and a half, 13-hour flight, groggy, no-sleep press conference debut. So yeah. Hopefully I was able to...
By the way, all that with a six-month-old, which yes. has to make it even more stressful. By the way, the only thing I would say about that, and you might agree, as traumatic as that is and how much stress it was on you, thank God. I mean, I was just talking about my daughter a few minutes ago because she was asking questions about this because we were watching and listening to the coverage. But if that kid's a little older, then that becomes even more traumatic for sure. So probably more stressful on you. And I understand that, but wow, it could have probably been a little worse if you had, a child that was a little older.
I think that's exactly right. And there were a lot of people on our evacuation. So initially, there were 300 people in the buses across the Jordanian border. Through attrition in both Amman, Jordan, and Larnaca, Cyprus, the final flight to Tampa ends up being about 160 people. But there were a lot of families with 5, 6, 7, you know, and so forth year old. Sons and daughters, and my heart goes out to them.
Yeah.
Really, really, really tough. I mean, talking about sleepless nights, some people are just sleeping at the airport, not making it to the hotel, just awful stuff. But Mark, look, at the end of the day, you know, I choose to try to focus on the positives yep. here. I mean, Florida teaming up with this organization called Gray Bull Rescue, they got us out safely. We're going to have a heck of a story to tell our daughter one day when
no
she's
doubt.
Old enough to appreciate it. And the funniest thing to me, Mark, is that our daughter's first passport stamp is going to be Jordan of all countries. I did not have that.
Not on
my
your
bingo card.
Right. All right. So let's get to the news of the weekend. Here's Netanyahu on Sunday.
President Trump, I thank you. The people of Israel, thank you. The forces of civilization, thank you. God bless America. God bless Israel. And may God bless our unshakable alliance, our unbreakable faith.
So, Josh Hammer, I think a fair amount of people agree with Benjamin Netanyahu and President Trump, except for the Democrats in Congress, because they're calling for war crimes and stuff like that. They can't even get, you know, in a partisan way, they have to show their stripes, even in this moment, when you're taking out nuclear capabilities.
Yeah, it's really remarkable stuff. I mean, Iran's response today was something of a nothing burger. It seems like they essentially telegraphed that it seems largely to me to be a face-saving operation or an attempt at a face-saving operation. And, you know, the folks who were saying that this would lead to World War III and thousands of dead Americans there, I mean, they're either dishonest or frankly just stupid. I mean, they're one of those two because nothing even remotely approximating that, thank God, has happened thus far. The American people, Mark, based on what I can tell, and the polls do shift a little bit, but CNN of all outlets, CNN over the weekend had my buddy Harry Enten doing the polling analysis on air, and they show that 79% of Democrats...
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Support taking military action if need be to get
right.
rid of the Iranian nuclear threat. For Republicans, it's well over 80%. So this is a broadly supported action. I mean, I think Americans correctly take a pretty dim view, to put it mildly, of the Iranian regime. And I say God bless President Trump for finally having the cojones, so to speak, to do what many presidents have talked about, but only one president thus far has actually done.
But, you know, having said that, you think of the people who are in Israel right now, because you don't know what the response is. That was, some bombs that flew in Qatar and they took care of them. There was no U.S. military deaths. But if I'm living in Israel right now, or I'm still in war with Gaza, we kind of forget that. That's on the back page. You have to be on edge 24 hours a day, don't you?
No doubt about it. Even something as mundane as running out to the supermarket is kind of a fraught situation, because depending on where you are, the IDF home command probably will send out a warning to your phone to say, be near a bomb shelter, we're expecting possibly imminent fire. But when that siren actually goes off, you just don't have a ton of time. Again, 90 seconds, 2 minutes, maybe 2.5, but you really don't want to risk it, right? So it's pretty nerve-wracking stuff. I mean, we did leave on Sunday, so a couple of days after the war started, just to drive about 8 minutes to my wife's grandmother's house because she, you know, this is her, this is basically her, it's her only grandparent left. I mean, we want to make sure that she sees her while she's there. But even then, when we were there, Mark, we were there a few hours, and then it's a 3 p.m. rush to the bomb shelter on the floor of the building. So, I mean, the whole trip kind of went down the toilet. But here's what I will say. After all that we just experienced there, the stress, the ordeal, and on the way to the evacuation pickup point, Mark, we actually saw a factory billowing black smoke. It took a direct hit from a missile. So, I mean, pretty harrowing stuff. I mean, these images are not going to go away anytime soon. But for all of that, what I will say is if this is really the end of the Iranian nuclear threat from this joint Israeli and American operation, if this is really it, then everything that we went through will be more than worth it. Absolutely more than worth it.
It is a big if because, you know, there are still stories now. Did they move stuff around? Did the Chinese help them move stuff around? Yep. So we don't have the definitive answer on that. And that's what I'm guessing they're going to keep talking about. Well, Josh, I'm glad that is a crazy story. It really is. You could write a book just about that experience, you know, not outside of everything else that's going on right now. I'm glad you're safe. I'm glad the family is back on American soil. Of course, you can listen to Josh every Saturday afternoon at 1 p.m. Josh Hammer, great to have you on.
Thanks so much, Mark.
All right, that's nuts. Can you even imagine being in that situation? Now, I have not spoken with Scott Jennings since he's been back because I took last week off and I was off the grid. We're going to try to get him on this week. He was putting up a bunch of videos and, you know, kind of doing some of the reporting for CNN when he was over there. And that was after, you know, the first attacks from 10 days ago. One of the questions I want to get to this afternoon, if we have time, or certainly this week, as impressive as this operation was, as impressive as the Israeli attack into Iran, you know, because they did this covertly, there was a Trojan horse. How in the world, this is a question that people have posed to me, how in the world did October 7th happen when you can do all of this stuff? You know, it's one of the questions that Netanyahu has never had to really confront because we're still in that war. But I find that kind of interesting because how could that have happened given the nature of all the other intelligence? Anyway, one question on my mind, we might get to that this afternoon.
Get more at 971talk.com.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.